Hello.
Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. I'm reaching out to you in regards to Zachary Stocky.
That is me.
Oh, excellent. Basically, we just wanted to make you a few questions to make sure of the service. So
Yes.
first, the address where the services are provided, is it still 1800 Providence Avenue?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. I
Chester, Chester, PA,
Yeah.
1800 Providence Avenue, Chester, PA, 19013,
213.
apartment 2.
Okay, thank you for confirming the apartment number. And now I see that the person that is taking care of you right now is Dominic Benson. 7 days
That's
a
correct.
week. Okay.
That's my stepdaughter.
Oh, I get it. Thank you for confirming. And have you
Let me
been at
say something.
yeah?
Let me say something. I have all daughters who take care of me around the clock. All daughters. Okay, Dominique is
Okay.
my stepdaughter, but I have two more daughters, three more daughters that are legally my daughters, and also three granddaughters. Okay, it's something I need to explain to you that happened here, 811. It's very important. Now, I did get your call, but this chronic pain is terrible, my friend. And I'm waiting for them to come back with groceries and things like that for me right now. But they round the clock, my children, 24/7. You understand me? But they're only
Yeah, I
getting
understand you.
paid, right? They're only getting paid for what they get paid for. And you know what? Taking care of me, they should be paid more. Excuse me. I had to laugh about that, but they should be paid more. Because, they got to do a lot of things for me. They got to help me get bathed, a lot of days. You understand? They prepping my food, cleaning my place, doing my laundry. You understand? They're
Yeah.
my companions in conversations. You understand? So they don't really pay them enough, but it's okay for what God put in place. See, I accept that. And I want you to understand something that's really important. I
Yeah,
know
go ahead.
God. I know my God, and I pray every day, and I have complete understanding. But the devil busy with a lot of people. This insurance, I got a lot of, I talked to the grievance appeals department yesterday. I got 35 complaints in from this insurance, including the paperwork that I just received today. And I want to explain to you something here. On August 11th, last month, I had an assessment at my home, right?
Right.
Miss Brian Hill was the service coordinator. She came here with a gentleman named Mr. Jacob Morris. Let me say something. I need to get to my other chair. Give me a second, because I'm really walking bad today. This is my special chair. Oh, it really helps my spine, just because it's a chair where I have to sit up a proper way. 811, I had assessment in my home. I received a letter from Community Health Choices the 6th month of this year about that assessment that was held on 8/11 of this year. You following me?
Yeah,
Okay.
I follow you.
All right. Okay. So what happened was, when I received this letter, it says Ms. Hill was coming to do the assessment. Right? All right. So the day of the assessment, no, that Friday before the 11th, which that Friday before the 11th was on a Monday. So the assessment was that day. So Ms. Hill, she confirmed it on the 11th. I'm sorry, on the day, on that weekend before the assessment. Right? So the assessment day come. Now I have the letter saying that she was going to come to do the assessment. Right? All right. So my power of attorney is here, which is one of my daughters, my caregiver, which is my stepdaughter, my other daughter, and a lot of things raise red flags with them as well. All right. So this day in particular, the assessment, Ms. Hill, she called me, and she said to me, she asked me, are we still going to have the assessment? The insurance center here to do an assessment. Why she got to ask me, are we going to have an assessment? That was assessment date. That's a red flag to me. All right? Instead of her just coming, when she called me, she should have said, I'm here. Okay. So when that time did come, when she did call, it was like 9:30. She said she'll be here about 10 o'clock. All right. So this day of the assessment, when it came, you know, she said she'll be here at 10. I said, fine. I said, we're waiting for you. Okay. Which is my caregivers, my daughters and them. All right. So my house has cameras. And I'm looking at the front of the property right now while I'm talking to you. So I noticed this gentleman outside my property, right? All right. Now, my area right here where I live, if you hear the cars, this is a busy section, 1800, because there's a bus stop here. And people leave from work here. People get dropped off from work here because there's a convenience store in the corner. And a lot of people go in this convenience store. So now, remember, she called me at 9:30. But see, my camera was filming this guy a half hour before she called me. Understand my point. So my camera was filming this guy a half hour before she called me. All right. So, you know, my daughter kept saying, well, you see him? He's been there for a minute, Dad. I said, I know, I've been noticing it. You know, but I just said, well, he's probably waiting for somebody to pick him up. He's probably waiting for the bus. You know, he's pacing back and forth, but... You know, okay. It's okay. He got the right to do that if he's out there for that. All right. So Ms. Hill called me. She said, I'm here, Mr. Stuckey. So my daughters and them go down to let her in. All right. So this gentleman comes in with them. So my daughter hollered to me, Dad, somebody else trying to come in. Now she's seen him on the camera too, you know. So I jump up, my friend. You know, these are my daughters down there. You understand? This is my daughter. So she's bringing someone in with her. That letter didn't say that he's supposed to come with her. You see, now I'm going to read you the letter. Now, and let me finish this matter first. So when he comes in the building, I get to my door, my vestibule door. I'm walking with my cane. And I say, who are you? And then Ms. Hill say, oh, he's training. Well, they didn't notify me that he was going to be with her. They should have put it in writing as well as with her name that this gentleman was coming. So he's training, but I didn't learn that till that day. Now, I don't want you to forget the fact that Ms. Hill, this is the first time she was here. This is the first time she even did assessment with me. If they call it an assessment, it wasn't. All right? Let me make the point to you. All right, so he comes. I let him enter. The reason why I let him enter with her, because I got the letter that she was coming, but I didn't know nothing about him coming with her until that day she said he was training. You understand? All right, so I let him in my place, right? Let me say something to you, first of all. I'm not scared of no one. I don't fear nothing. I'm a black belt in karate. I'm disabled, but if I got to serve and protect myself, trust me, I will take care of the matter. I'm a black belt in karate, sir. I'm not scared of nobody. So we let him in my home, you know, along with Ms. Hill. You know, I asked for identification from them, right? Now, the service coordinator, now Mr. Jacob, the trainee, he had the service coordinator card. This card don't have a picture on it. No, it don't have a picture on it. All right. So, you know, I still got the card. I can read his name and everything. I just put it down. Give me 1 second. Because this is a serious matter. And I'm going to be on the phone with the police about this issue. You understand? All right.
Yeah, because basically you say that there was someone else unannounced. So, yeah.
That is correct. Now, his name is Jacob Morris. He's a service coordinator from American Health, Caritas of Pennsylvania. But it has one phone number on here that I call. That number is not in existence. So I called the cell phone number. The cell phone number is in existence. Why not the insurance number in existence? So when I speak, if I spoke to him, I'm going to speak to him on his cell phone. Okay, I think you understand where I'm going with this. But okay, so initially, when I asked for identification, he gave me a card for giving up choices. But he's training. He's training, they said. So I guess in his training, he's initially a service coordinator, right? But she only been a service coordinator for 6 months. She's been a service coordinator for 6 months, and she's training the trainee who gave me the card. She should have gave me the card with her information. She's training him. She's the service coordinator, right? All right. So we were sitting down. We're discussing certain things about the plan and everything, my medication. I actually had to put the medication on them because they didn't even ask what kind of medication I was taking, how often I take it, how much insulin I take. They didn't interview my glucose book or my diabetes. They didn't investigate my blood pressure book or my blood pressure readings. What kind of assessment is that? They come to assess, right? All right. So what happened, my daughter's looking at me, I'm looking at them, and they know something there right here. My daughter's very educated. All of them are high school girls and in and out of college, all my daughters. And my 18-year-old is on her way in college. Let me make the point to you. All right, so as we're sitting there, this assessment didn't go on not even 30 minutes. Not even 30 minutes. So now at the whole time, Ms. Hill, the service coordinator, she's on her computer. And she got an earpiece in her ear. So she's just really disregarding by really talking to me. You understand? So whoever she was talking to on the phone and then dictating whatever they were dictating is irrelevant, is insufficient. So let me make the point a little further. So we get ready to get finished with this matter, right, of the assessment. So I asked them, I say, you have ID? I asked them that. They have ID. Neither one of them can verify identification with a picture on it. They drove here. They won't even verify their license picture identification. Who are they? Right? All right. So after the assessment, I made the complaint to the Community Health Choices. You know, let me say something. There's no corrective surgery for me. But they approved the hours the same day of the assessment. I never even got a letter in writing that it was approved. I wasn't worried about the hours, them bothering the hours. They can't touch my hours because I'm disabled for the rest of my life. I'm eligible for a nursing home. That's how bad my spine is. You see, I'm eligible to be in a nursing home. But I thank God that I have things in place for people, my family to take care of me. Not only my daughters. You know how many people helped me through this neighborhood because of my condition? People who carry bowls of waters and cases of things up the steps because I can't do it. I can't do it. So I have a lot of people who help me out because, I'm a good person in my neighborhood. I take care of a lot of children throughout this city here. So when I made the complaint to them over the phone, I spoke to a young lady named Miss Anastasia there, and I made my complaint with her. She said, well, we don't know why they didn't come with identification. They don't know why. It's a protocol. Mr. Jose?
Yeah.
It's a legal protocol, right? Okay. So initially, they had no identification, no picture ID. But don't forget, I got their picture. They didn't verify a picture, but I got it by my cameras taking pictures of them. You see? All right. So as the day go on, I made the call, I made my complaint, and I'm still thinking about all the matters of what happened that day, So this is criminal. Who are these people? They didn't verify who they were. This business card with Community Health Choices, it don't prove who this gentleman is. It don't prove who he is, Now, once again, I did call the number. His voicemail is there. It's a voicemail with someone. That don't prove to me that it's Mr. Jacob. You see? So if I left a message on that line, He could have called me back, right, if he's who he is. So no return call. That's another red flag. All right. They still got the opportunity now to prove who these people are since August 11th, right? Okay. Let me read you, let me tell you about the summary plan. Now, the summary plan, what I'm going to read to you about the summary plan, now, the manager denied all of it. The manager. Let me get it for you. Give me 1 second.
Totally.
It's really hard for me to walk today. Give me 1 second. Here we go. Okay, this is plan of care summary. Let me make sure I got it here. Yeah, this is it. Mr. Stuckey is a 64-year-old male who lives alone in Chester, PA. I do live alone, that's true. But my daughter's in a mile radius from me, all of them. So any time they could be here and do what they do for me, because I need them. Okay, in Chester, PA. Mr. Zachary Stuckey is a father of 4 daughters and also is a grandfather. I have 3 daughters, not 4. This woman sat a couple seconds away from me, and they can't dialogue the what I'm saying to her properly. I have 3 daughters, not 4. And my daughters are sitting right in here while she's dictating whatever she was dictating. All right. Zachary Stuckey is a former general contractor skill trainer. I've never been a former general contractor. I worked with general contractors. Right? Okay. There we go. Skill trainer. Mr. Zachary Stuckey was injured 20 years ago. Sir, I'm 64. I was injured when I was 24. So it's been 40 years, not 20. 40. All right. So 40 years ago, I mean 20, it says 20 years ago, and suffers from many elements to his overall health, which is true. Mr. Stuckey is diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, which is true, has a bulging disc in the back and neck, a bulging disc. Mr. Jose, I have herniation dislocations from C2 through T7. Can you count them? Because it's not 1, it's over 9. I can barely walk, my friend. This is why I'm eligible for a nursing home. All right. So let me finish reading this to you again. Mr. Stuckey is diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, has bulging discs in his back and neck, has difficulty with standing and lifting, which is true. Due to this issue, has high blood pressure, which is true. High cholesterol, which is true, neuropathy, which is true, bipolar and schizophrenia. Okay, listen to that, bipolar and schizophrenia. Sir, I've never been on medication for this. This is improper information here. Remember, Ms. Wiggins denied everything I read to her. She's the manager, so her notes don't say that, but mine do, right? She's the manager. Her notes don't say what I read to her. So why is it on my paperwork? Let me finish with this with you here. All right. Bipolar and schizophrenia. Mr. Stuckey reports that his neuropathy is very bad. It is very bad. I can barely walk days, man. I can barely lift up the soap to wash my body. I have a chair that I sit on in my shower. Okay. That is very bad. And this also interferes with his daily tasks and routines and for this reason, needs assistance with activities of daily living, which is true, and that's why I have my daughters in place, an instrumental activity of daily living. Falsifying information, right? Once again, the manager never seen it in her notes. So why is it in mine? The only thing I disagree with in here is about the one disc. When I have over 9 of them that they can't correct, and then the bipolar and schizophrenia. This falsification information. You see my point here? All right.
Yeah.
Let me get you the book. Now, let me get you the big picture. Miss Wiggins, Miss Monica Wiggins is her name. This matter happened to me with in legal intrusion in 2020 with the same manager in place, Miss Monica Wiggins. The same matter happened then when they sent someone to do an assessment who couldn't verify who they were only by the letter that was sent to me. So the day of that assessment in 2020, it was the month of June, yeah, around June 20th, something like that. But we're talking 5 years ago. So Ms. Wiggins was a manager of that group then and still is the manager of this group, right? So the manager should know everything that's going on with the service coordinators that she sent out here, right? All right. So what happened was the day of the assessment in 2020, Ms. Jillian Sherman is the woman's name. Jillian Sherman is her name. So Ms. Jillian, I did get a letter from them saying she was coming and what date and time she was coming. I did receive that letter. So when that assessment came that day, my friend, she did knock on the door. Now, when she knocked on that door, I live in an apartment now, but I was living in the house at that time. So my house at that time recorded her picture at that location as well. Okay. All right. So what happened was I let her in. I did. I let her in. I let her in. She was by herself. I did let her in. And on top of that, me letting her in, you know, I asked her for identification. But she couldn't verify it. So I said, okay, it's all right. I said, I do. You know, I just played it off on her. I said, it's okay. I got the letter. Your name is on this paper. Well, her picture isn't on there. Her picture's not on there. So I just played along with it because I knew it was a wrongful matter at that time in 2020. All right. So when I let her into my home, I said, listen, I said, we're going to do the assessment in my dining room. You know, because in the dining room is a big table. I have my seven chairs in there, you know, where I eat dinner at. You know, so at that time, it was in my dining room. So when we went in the dining room to sit down, she said, oh, can I use the bathroom? I said, sure, no problem. So I had to get up, you know, walk her to the step, you know, to let her use the bathroom, right? All right. So I say, listen, I say, you see that door, the light coming out? Because I couldn't walk up the steps again. And that's one of the reasons why I moved out of the house, because it's painful for me to go up the steps all the time. So I pointed to the door. I said, you see that light? I said, when you push that door, the light going to automatically come on in the bathroom. Because I had a lot of justification in the house because of my disability, you know? All right. So she went in to relieve herself. All right, I'm back in my dining room. I'm waiting for her to come down, you know. So she comes down, she leave herself. So when she sit down, remember, she came with a computer and an earpiece. She took the computer with the bathroom with her. I got all technology, my friend. Anything I need, I got it. You understand? So, you know, I didn't say to her, listen, you can leave your computer right there. She was going to the bathroom, right? So, you know, she took the computer with her. Right? So when she needed to go to the bathroom a second time. So I said, I said, sure, go ahead. She said, I've been drinking a lot of water. I said, no problem. I said, go use it again. But I didn't get up. I said, just do the same thing you did before. Because when she come out the bathroom, when you close the door shut, the light goes off. All right. So what happened was when she come down the second time, we're in my dining room. So we're sitting there. We really never had a discussion. She's on the sound bite. She's on her computer with the earpiece. Same thing with Ms. Hill this time and this year. All right, so we're sitting there, and that matter, it says have all my medication ready, that you know, so they can review it and all that. This is what the letter says. You know, the day of that assessment, she never even asked about the medication, and I had it all on my table. Never asked about it. The dosage, what I take, how much I take, how often I take it, my blood pressure book, my diabetic book, because I've been diabetic since the 90s. You see what I'm saying here? All right. So the session is almost over. She wasn't in my home for about not even 30 minutes. I don't know what she was doing in my bathroom, but she didn't use the bathroom. Because when we sat at my dining room, anybody that used that bathroom, you will hear the toilet when it flush. Okay? So I made it my business to go up there anyway after she left. She never used the bathroom. So whatever she was looking in there for, I don't know. It's a beautiful bathroom, a beautiful acrylic tub, and new a toilet was in there, curtains and all this, a nice bathroom. So, you know, my point is, what was she doing up there? You see what I'm saying? Because when she came down, we didn't have no assessment. It wasn't no assessment. So at the end of the assessment, the so-called assessment, I said to her, I said, Miss Sherman, I need your identification. No, we'll get it to you, Mr. Stuckey. I said, okay, sure. She said, I'll get it to you, you know. But she came with no identification, no badge, none of that. That's the first time, remember? All right. So a day or two go by, another day or two go by, a week go by, I get this picture on my phone, right? Miss Jillian Sherman, no disrespect to no one, she's white, she's Caucasian, okay? My camera got her on film when she first came. She's white. So the picture that I got is an Afro-American woman that's light-skinned. Okay, I know black people here. I'm black. All right? This woman was not white, the picture they sent me. You see, I still got the two pictures. The one I filmed from in front of my
block. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but in this case, I have someone else in the line that is trying to reach me since some time ago. So is it possible if I reach you back, like in 15 minutes?
Yes, because this is very important. Because this is a matter for my attorney general.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, remember that you can also report that to Sonia. Yeah, I can provide your her phone number if you wish.
Why should I provide it to her when she never even had identification? Understand my point. She never had no identification either. The only identification he had was the community health services card.
Okay, in that it's case, let me investigate exactly who will the best person that you can speak with from insurance, and I will reach back to you, okay? Just give him 5 minutes, and I will do that, okay?
Okay, you're going to call me back, is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, okay. Mr. Jose, let me say one more thing.
I'm sorry, but what happens is that I have someone else in the line.
Okay. I'll wait for a call. Thank you, sir.